When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. She is the world's most biggest fan of the Lumineers. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
That didn't seem like proper grammar at
it's
all.
It's not. Not even close.
Most biggest.
What is your favorite Lumineers song?
Enlightenment. Yeah.
It looked like for a second you were going to go, Hey Ho, which I think actually is the name of a Lumineers song.
No, it's not that
it's
one.
Ho Hey.
Ho Hey. That's yeah. It.
I need people to know I have a real tickle in my throat that I can't seem to get past. So if I'm coughing through this, I apologize.
You know what? You can leave the studio right now.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Abby calling from Gold. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
You are caller 17. Congratulations. So being caller 17 automatically guarantees you tickets to go see the Lumineers, which are going to be at the Golden One Center on August 6th. So congratulations there. You get a, you get a ringy dingy already. How about that? But the $260 jackpot, that you have to earn by getting more right in a pop culture quiz than Katie. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. South Park has been a cultural staple since 1999, but its current season is the one going viral after a very controversial season premiere that savagely mocked President Trump. Turns out 6 million people watched it, and it was one of the most watched episodes in the show's history. Which character used to die in every episode?
Oh, I don't know.
Alrighty, question two. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis was being interviewed and shared her views on plastic surgery and called it a genocide of a generation. She said the pressure to alter your physical appearance through surgery, especially for women, has warped them emotionally. True or false, Jamie Lee Curtis has never had plastic surgery.
True.
Question three, Hulk Hogan is dead and his daughter, Brooke, is getting no money from his estate, but that's her call. After Hulk Hogan had that racist sex tape come out, she was so embarrassed that she wanted nothing to do with his money at all and had herself removed from his will. However, she was by his side when he died. What was the period of time where Hulk Hogan's popularity was saturating American culture called?
I don't know.
Okay. And question four, Keanu Reeves had his home broken into and $125,000 worth of watches were stolen from him a while back. Well, good news, they were all recovered. They were being sold on the black market in Chile. Which city is in Chile? Santiago, Rio, or Buenos Aires?
I love how you say Chile.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the
cities? Sure. Santiago, Rio, or Buenos Aires?
The last one.
Okay. And question five, Cynthia Erivo is now the spokesperson for Listerine mouthwash, and a PR stunt that they're doing is insuring her mouth for $2 million since they say it's her best feature. If they insured her nose for $4 million, each eye for $6 million, and her chin for $2 million, including her mouth, how much is her face worth?
I'm sorry, can you repeat it one more time?
Sure. She has her mouth insured for $2 million, her nose for $4 million, each eye for $6 million, and her chin for $2 million.
$20 million.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. Hopefully her tickle is gone. And Abby, what are we doing this morning? Where are you going?
I'm going to a dentist appointment.
You're going to a dentist appointment?
Oh, man.
That's fun. It's an early dentist appointment. Is it an emergency or just a routine checkup?
Just a routine checkup.
Atta girl. Good.
Gotta stay on top of it.
Every 3 months.
Your mouth is the gateway to your soul.
That's right. That's true. All right, here we go. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Question one. South Park, been around since 1999, but the current season is what everybody is talking about after that very controversial season premiere that really went after President Trump. Did you see any of it?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Oh.
Did I see any South Park? No.
Oh, okay. It just went viral. Like, clips were all over social media. Turns out 6 million people watched it, and it was one of the most watched episodes in the show's history. Which character used to die in every episode?
Kenny.
That is correct. Kenny. Question two. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis was being interviewed. She shared her views on plastic surgery. She called it a genocide of a generation. She said the pressure to alter your physical appearance through surgery, especially for women, has warped them emotionally. True or false, Jamie Lee Curtis has never had plastic surgery.
Let's say true.
She had a boob done. She did have plastic surgery. Yeah.
What'd she have?
I believe her boob's done.
I think it's interesting to assume women are pressured into having plastic surgery as opposed to desiring it for themselves.
I don't have enough time to go into it. There's more nuance to what she said, but I'm not supporting it or anything like that. I'm just saying what she said. It's at least an interesting take on it, but especially from somebody who's had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Question three: Hulk Hogan's dead. Did you hear?
Yeah, I heard.
And his daughter Brooke is getting absolutely no money from his estate, and that was her decision.
Okay.
After that racist sex tape of Hulk Hogan came out, that was wild. She said she was so embarrassed that she removed herself from his will because she wanted no money from him, but she was by his side when he died.
Well, she's got all that pop artist money.
Yeah, she was a big pop star. Kevin, you remember that?
Yeah.
She had zero hits. What was the period of time where Hulk Hogan's popularity was saturating American culture called?
Hulkamania?
Hulkamania,
yes.
Brother. Gonna run rampant over you. Question four. Keanu Reeves had his home broken into a while ago.
That's right.
$125,000 worth of watches were stolen. And great news.
They got them all back. They were all recovered.
They were being sold on the black market in Chile. Which city in Chile, which of the following is a city in Chile?
Okay.
Santiago.
Okay.
Rio or Buenos Aires?
Buenos Aires. Thank
you. Santiago.
Is Buenos Aires in Spain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. No, Buenos Aires is in Brazil.
Brazil?
Brazil. It's only Spain and Barcelona where they talk like this. But if you want to apply it to all of South America... vaguely racist, but also very funny.
Is it vaguely racist? I apologize if it is. I didn't know.
Question five. Cynthia Erivo is now the spokesperson for Listerine mouthwash. And the PR stunt that they're doing is insuring her mouth for $2 million.
Okay.
If they also insured her nose for $4 million.
Okay.
Each eye for $6 million. And her chin for $2 million.
So each eye is $6 million or both eyes is $6
million? Each eye, $6 million.
Each.
Yes.
Got it.
And her chin for $2 million. How much is her face worth?
$20
million. That is correct. That is correct. All right. Abby, are you there?
Yes.
All right. Final score. Abby, you got one. Katie got three. The victory goes to Katie. We had $20 the jackpot tomorrow. $280, not too shabby. But Abby, we're going to give you some Lumineers tickets just for being a good time, Charlie. All right?
Thank you so much.
Sure, sure. Good luck at your dentist appointments. Let's roll the dice on no cavities.